Janine Hilda is in her late 30s and as a teenager. She earns her living from performance art both in Australia and overseas. Her work depicts a personal view of the mundane as well as the extraordinary in her life. She has lived in and around Campbelltown, New South Wales for some years.
I'm Janine Hilda. One. A glance. Shrill eyes of flesh pouring from their sockets. A steely squint-eyed train streaks through the brain passage, which dumps its freight of hot molten damsels in a damp blue place and rattles onwards in worlds where sympathy doesn't matter. The metal and feeler-like quality of awareness again screams, and the pounding of vermilion blood in vermilion ears, hearing vermilion screams. At what hour does hope die, roped to the train track in this inchoate, fanaticidal black brain? Every hour, every minute, every second. Yet the infant remains at the core, although composed of plastic features one can never grasp. One way of seeing things is from the bottom up, the core, the raison d'etre. A piece becomes the whole. Likewise, the whole breaks down into pieces. At what point does one call a halt to it? Or is it the never-ending push to succeed with self? What species of belief? What species of being? There is more mystery than substance allows. You almost expect to experience a practical joke behind some of the images. And they are so quaint, like girl guides, or bums that have lost their way, or cats without tails. In this intricate confusion, everything has a purpose, and love's knot is always being tied. Two. A frenzy of line is entangled with pathos and anticipation in the pit of the stomach and mimics a sort of creation pregnancy. Out of a hairline crack in the abdomen, crawled in a plethora, all sorts of infrasensitive creatures of the persona. A birth is like an infestation. The clock is perpetually at 1 minute to 12 p.m., the witching hour. Strange hominid shapes fly through the night sky. It is full moon also. Everything hums with passion, lightness, poignancy, the sentimental, affairs of the person and romance, the sinister, the quizzical, the unintelligible, the haphazard configuration that is life. A psychic mystery far too great to comprehend presents itself. All we can hope to do is to examine individual pieces of the puzzle for clues, gestures, nuances, and the speculation which might take us further and deeper into a place with endless signposts, but no recognizable features. Oh, my God.